4. In Venice he met his brother, Lord Surbiton, who happened to have come over from Corfu in his yacht. The two young men spent a delightful fortnight together. In the morning they rowed on the Lido or glided up and down the green canals in their long, black gondola. In the afternoon they usually entertained visitors on the yacht, and in the evening they dined at Florian's and smoked innumerable cigarettes on the piazza. Yet somehow Lord Arthur was not happy. Every day he studied the obituary column in the Times, expecting to see a notice of Lady Clementina's death. But every day he was disappointed. He began to be afraid that some accident had happened to her, and often regretted that he had prevented her taking the aconitine when she had been so anxious to try its effect. Sybil's letters, too, though full of love and trust and tenderness, were often very sad in their tone, and sometimes he used to think that he was parted from her forever. After a fortnight, Lord Surbiton got bored with Venice, and determined to run down the coast to Ravenna, as he heard there was some capital cock-shooting in the Panetum. Lord Arthur, at first, refused absolutely to come, but Surbiton, of whom he was extremely fond, finally persuaded him that if he stayed at Danieli's by himself he would be moped to death, and on the morning of the 15th they started, with a strong nor'east wind blowing in a rather sloppy sea. The sport was excellent, and the free, open-air life brought the colour back to Lord Arthur's cheeks. But about the 22nd he became anxious about Lady Clementina, and, in spite of Surbiton's remonstrances, came back to Venice by train. As he stepped out of his gondola onto the hotel steps, the proprietor came forward to meet him with a sheaf of telegrams. Lord Arthur snatched them out of his hand and tore them open. Everything had been successful. Lady Clementina had died, quite suddenly, on the night of the 17th. His first thought was for Sybil, and he sent her off a telegram announcing his immediate return to London. He then ordered his valet to pack his things for the night mail, sent his gondoliers about 5 times their proper fare, and ran up to his sitting room with a light step and a buoyant heart. There he found 3 letters waiting for him. One was from Sybil herself, full of sympathy and condolence. The others were from his mother and from Lady Clementina's solicitor. It seemed that the old lady had dined with the Duchess that very night.